Welcome to Frontier and Center. Our focus company this week is GitLab. Before we jump into that, let's talk about the broader theme of Frontier Tech. And as a reminder, Frontier Tech are the themes and companies that are tech-driven that are going to be changing our lives in the next 3 to 5 years. And we measure how that theme is progressing based on the performance of the Deepwater Frontier Tech ETF. That ticker is LOUP. These tend to be smaller companies, smaller relative to the context of the mega caps. Average market cap is $75 billion. And so year to date, LOUP is up 12%. That's a similar gap that compared to the NASDAQ, which is up 10%. And that gap is similar to what we've seen over the past several weeks. So there basically hasn't been much change relative to Frontier Tech and the broader NASDAQ. And so that's the big picture. Let's jump in, talk more about GitLab. GitLab is a ticker is GTLB, GTLB. It is a $9.5 billion market cap company. And what this is an application platform for developing software. So it's a DevOps platform. It's used typically by teams, which can include developers and also management, product development people, to basically issue along and to manage the life cycle of software development. And the reason why this is in the ETF is that we believe that the pace of software development aided by generative AI is going to accelerate, which means the complexity of software development will accelerate. Therefore, the tools and platforms needed to keep all that on track are going to become in greater need, and therefore that's a benefit to GitLab. And so that's the biggest picture as far as taking a little bit step deeper into what exactly does that mean. A DevOps platform is it takes care of things, allows like software developer, for example, to get some code completion done. So they don't actually have to know the exact script of code. The AI can help do that. That's a pretty common feature, pretty common use case of AI today, but that's built into the platform. There also is issues tracker. So if it would recognize that if there's some errors in the code that could cause the code to crash, then it could flag that. Or potentially as you're developing the code, you may be creating some security or compliance issues around that. And so before this gets out in the wild or before it gets to the QA team, it is flagged by the development platform as such. And lastly is like version tracking is an important piece. As you develop software over years, a lot of times you need to go back and look at different versions, and you, of course, need this. So basically any organization, larger organization, enterprise that's developing software, which is basically anybody, they're going to need GitLab or one of the competitors. And so pretty clear use case here. As far as the competitors, they're going up against a behemoth, and that being GitHub. They basically do the exact same thing. And this, of course, is the company that Microsoft acquired in 2018. At the time Microsoft acquired them, they paid about $7.5 billion. And right now, GitLab's market cap is about $9.5 billion. During that time, since Microsoft acquired GitHub, the NASDAQ is up about 110%. So I guess if you kind of, if you would take the route that GitHub was still a public company, they never got acquired, and it went up in line with the NASDAQ, then this would probably be a $15 billion market cap. My point is that GitHub is the incumbent. We don't have exact numbers because now it's part of Microsoft in terms of the amount of users, but it is the bigger of the two. And of course, when it comes to that competitive piece, the fact that GitHub has an advantage being a Microsoft product and being able to quickly tie into Azure, for example, is a competitive advantage. And last is that you don't get fired for implementing a Microsoft product, especially these days. And so that is from a competitive standpoint. GitLab does have an intense competitor, but the tide is nicely rising. There is one smaller competitor called Bitbucket, does a lot of the same things, but it really centers down to competitively between GitHub and GitLab. As far as how these products are priced, basically they're monthly subscriptions. And so in the case, if we look at GitLab and GitHub, both of them have a free version, and then they have kind of a one-up tiered version. They call it different things, but that's typically from a GitHub perspective. That's about $4 or $5 a month. From GitLab, that's $20 a month. And then the more premium version for GitHub, the Microsoft product, it's about $20 a month and about $100 a month for GitLab. So actually, it's a little bit more expensive for GitLab, but the benefit is you don't have to have some of these other Microsoft applications, and you don't have to be kind of a broader Microsoft customer to roll them out. And so kind of on an apples-to-apples basis, if you adjust for that, they're priced pretty comparable. So from this, I think of this opportunity as Coke and Pepsi. I'll put GitHub as Coke, GitLab as Pepsi, but everybody's drinking more soda. So we here we are with the kind of the rising tide related to both these companies. When you go and look at the numbers, in the last reported quarter, GitLab reported 33% revenue growth. The street's expecting 26% growth this year and 25% next year. So it gives you a sense about the growth trajectory. This is kind of a steady grower. In terms of the valuation on an earnings multiple, it's a nosebleeder. They're going to expected to earn 44 cents next year. So this is trading at close to 130 times calendar 25 earnings. That's hard to accept. But there is a bright side to this. When it comes to the revenue multiple, it trades about 12, 13 times, which is consistent with other kind of these enterprise software application development layers. If you think of like CrowdStrike, for an example, it trades closer at 14, 15 times. And essentially what investors are voting is that eventually they're going to improve their margins, and that is when the earnings multiple starts to decline. And ultimately, we believe that that does happen. I just want to leave one other piece that gives you a sense of the product line, competition, valuation. But one other piece to the story is related to the outcome here. I think there are a lot of investors who believe that GitLab is going to get acquired. It would make perfect sense for Google to acquire this, to integrate with their cloud, or Amazon into AWS. Even Meta could use this as some product that goes along with Llama. Ultimately, I think that that road is less likely. There's been rumors recently that I think Microsoft or Google is going to buy HubSpot. That stock has traded up based on that. But I just think given the regulatory environment, it's probably not going to happen, at least in the foreseeable future, the next couple of years. And so I think you really have to own this. And the reason why it is in the Frontier Tech ETF is based on this fundamental belief: more complexity in software, it needs more tools to ensure that that software is effectively developed and deployed. So on behalf of Frontier and Center, I'm Gene. Bye for now.